The Prime Minister's Brain by Gillian Cross. Read by Judy Bennett. Chapter 1. The Octopus Game.
Dinah!
Settling herself into the crook of the big old pear tree, Dinah began to check the computer program she was writing. 2100 print. Is sun shining? Y or N? 2110. Input A string. 2120. If A string equals Y, then go to 2300.
Dinah!
She was concentrating so hard that she didn't hear the voices calling her from the other end of the garden. 2130. If A string is not equal to N, then go to 2100. But Lloyd wasn't the sort of person to put up with being ignored. He came stamping through the garden, with all the others following him, and stood beside the tree.
Dinah!
She looked down and blinked at him. Oh, sorry, I was thinking.
Huh!
Snorted Lloyd. Harvey, Dinah's other adopted brother, raced up and interrupted, just as Lloyd was about to say something really rude.
Di, aren't you ready? Look, everyone else is here. We want to get going.
Dinah peered between the branches. Sure enough, there were the other three members of Splat. Two tall figures, Ian and Mandy, hauling along a smaller, chubbier one that struggled crossly.
Ingrid doesn't look very happy, Dinah said.
Ingrid isn't very happy,
shouted Ingrid, scowling fiercely.
Ingrid's sick to death of the rotten computer club. We went yesterday. Why do we have to go again today?
We voted to spend this week at the computer club.
Lloyd gave her a stern look that was meant to shut her up.